something good.
Welcome back, everybody, and happy Friday to each and every one of you. Shoo! We made it, and it is now time for one of my favorite segments of the week. We call it What's Good, Local, and Overlooked with my colleague and friend, Terry Barr from Civic Media. Welcome back to the show, Terry. How are you?
How's Maggie? Your week been? Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm right there with you saying TGIF, but I have a scoop for you. Note the word scoop.
Are we going to talk about custard?
Ice cream, custard, whatever you would like. Did you know Wisconsin has an ice cream trail? I love this story. Yes, it is a trail around the entire state where you can basically drive place to place to place to place to see the beauty of Wisconsin and stop at ice cream and custard and gelato places to celebrate ice cream month. How about that? President Reagan back in 84 designated July as National Ice Cream Month. But I talked to our own fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, about it. And here's what else she told me about this trail.
Every one of them has a little bit of a story, and they're located from really all across the state of Wisconsin. And I think that the Gather Wisconsin folks are interested for feedback. If you find one that's unique, that's not on the path, gatherwisconsin.com. It's a downloadable PDF that you can tuck in your glove box if you're somebody that travels for work or if you're taking the kids on vacation.
So there you go. She mentions gatherwisconsin.com. It's where you will find the whole list, or the trail, as they call it. 20 locations, every single one. You could go from Hayward to La Crosse to Madison, cruise up north to Appleton, Green Bay, Door County. I mean, that's just a few. But every single one dishes out, yes, that delicious stuff that we love in the summer.
Yes.
Okay. But if you know one that you want to add to the list, that's why Pam mentioned gatherwisconsin.com. You can get the current list, but you can add your own local favorite. How fun is that?
That's amazing. As so growing up, I lived in walking distance.
Oh, no.
From the Cops Custard on Burleigh Avenue on the northwest side. It is now called Roberts. And of course, I have stories about custard. The first one is I literally made myself physically ill eating almond flavored custard because it is one of my favorites of all time.
Yes.
Which then leads me to, and I was just talking about traveling with Jamie in the last segment. When I lived in Europe, I spent a goodly amount of time in Italy. I was fortunate to, where I unfortunately stumbled across pistachio gelato.
Oh my goodness.
And I ate a pistachio gelato after every lunch. And after every dinner, I was like obsessed with it when I lived in Italy.
I can't blame you.
Most people dropped LBs when they were traveling around in college because of all the... I think I put at least 5 on when I was in Italy from all the stinking gelato. And here's the other good news, Terry. You've now found the one thing about Ronald Reagan that I can get behind. July is ice cream month.
You might like it. And, you know, it's interesting. The Dairy Association says the average American eats roughly, now we're just talking ice cream here, roughly 20 pounds of ice cream every year, which is about 4 gallons of ice cream. I don't think I match that because I only eat ice cream in the summer. But I'm happy to hear that people are eating ice cream and supporting dairy.
Oh, absolutely. I probably exceed that, I have to say. I can say this. I definitely know my dad exceeds that. My dad is a very, very healthy eater, except when it comes to ice cream is his Achilles heel, as is popcorn. The man loves his popcorn and ice cream. Those are his, like, junk food treats of treats. And I can't really say that I blame them. I wonder if that average holds true for Wisconsinites. I've got to think we probably average a little bit more than that. What do you
think? I would sure think so. And this month in particular, if you're going to do this Wisconsin ice cream trail, oh, we know we can beat that number.
Oh, easily. Easily. You know, the people forget that there wasn't Culver's back in the day.
Right. Right.
Like there wasn't a custard place in every whistle stop. Right. Yeah. And yeah. Many people, as I got to know people from other places in the country, I would talk to them about custard and they're like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about like creme brulee? I'm like, no, frozen custard where they use eggs. Yes. Like, it's so delicious. They just had, the minds were blown. And then when I was in New York, people were all obsessed with the Tasty Treat, which actually was the subject of one of the most fascinating pieces of litigation over a number of years over like the formula that was used. And it was like Tasty Freeze and Tasty Treat. I might be getting the exact name wrong. And I was like, this gut rot. What are you all so up in arms about? This,
I feel
this
like Seinfeld like water... did an episode on the Tasty. Yeah.
It's like this watered down custard. What is it?
Oh my gosh.
And I also have this theory. If you go to the Brewers games, they sell quote unquote custard, but it comes out of one of those like Tasty Treat type dispensers.
Oh, like the squeezy machine thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they sell a twist. I'm like, I'm apparently a frozen custard purist. Like that is not how custard is served. It has to come in scoops and you cannot have a swirl of the chocolate and vanilla. That's just totally inappropriate. You have to keep these things. They're sacrosanct. Anywho, thank you so much, Terry, for sharing.
Oh, you bet. It's always fun to chat.
Absolutely. Have a fabulous weekend, Terry.
You as well.
We appreciate you. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jackie Anderson. She's the executive director of Feeding Wisconsin. What are the impacts of the big, brutal bill in your community? And how many people are actually food insecure in your community? We discuss next. Keep it locked. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell me something good.